Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
How convenient. My kids are in the room and Hudson left the room. He didn't want me to bring this on the air. Too late.
Too late.
Finally, I have a good reason of why everyone should be on my side this time.
Well, let's get to it then.
Well, Owen.
Passionate.
Oh, very passionate.
The thing is, is my mom the jerk for making me do stuff that I don't want to? And your first thing is going to be,
that was
no,
a little broad.
No. Your first thing is going to be, no, because, you know, I don't want to exercise and stuff. But I told him, because one, during the summer, I love to swim.
Does this make any sense?
Nope,
we
not
didn't
currently.
Even, hold on, slow down. We didn't even build up. He's trying, you know, I'm impressed by
He thinks we're in his brain, but we're not.
We're not.
No, we don't get where he's going with
this. We're
going
to slow down. Okay, so today on Am I the Jerk, my children are here, as you can see, DZ.
And they're calling you the jerk.
And they're calling me the jerk because I put them in activities that they don't want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, next year, I wanted Hudson to try band. And he said, I don't want to. I don't want to do anything I'm not interested in. And I said, can't you at least try 1 year, one season of a sport,
right.
Something. Try it and then tell me you don't want to do it.
Don't just say you don't like it.
And he says, Mom, what more do I need to say? I told you, I don't want to be involved in anything I'm not interested in. I don't want to try anything I'm not interested in.
Interesting.
That sounds horrible, though.
That sounds
like you're going to cut yourself off your whole life from all the experiences you could be having.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Yes.
But Owen and Hudson think I'm the jerk because I put them into things at least once, and they think I shouldn't even do that.
Let me ask you some, Owen. What activities or what things that your mom has put you in have you not wanted to do?
So,
give me a little list, quickly.
Basketball, not regular basketball, team basketball.
Well, that's basketball. That's regular basketball.
Well, no. He wants to play once in a while when he feels like it.
Oh, so
at
you,
the Princeton Club
just
for
want
fun.
Hoop. You just want a street hoop. You just want to hoop with the homies outside.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not basketball.
That's just playing with your friends.
Okay, what else? What else has she made you do?
He's out of things, probably.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm really
basketball.
Mad about.
Basketball. Just basketball?
Hudson is everything I put him in, period.
Fair.
Everything.
Fair.
No matter what.
Huh.
So do you think I'm a jerk, actually, DZ? Because you're a parent like me, and you're going to have to deal with this for putting them... We've talked about this with basketball before, but this is an overall thing where they're saying, you don't even let us decide if we want to be in stuff. And I'm like, you have to try a season before you say no. Because what if you like it?
I'm leaning towards an answer, but I need more clarification, if that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Owen, what activities has your mom put you in that you have liked?
Orchestra and band, but that was probably just because I wanted her to.
Okay, no, you wanted that though, huh?
I would have made them do orchestra and band, much like I'm trying to get Hudson to do it, to try music for at least a year, and then if you don't like it, fine.
What else?
And also math, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, he's in advanced math.
I was going to say, he's in some advanced classes. If you wasn't going to bring it up, I was.
Even though that was a bit of a choice, I did force you to be in the advanced classes when he was like not so sure, because I was so proud of you for being in them.
Are you happy you did it,
You're
though?
You're smart. Be proud.
No, because I have so much more stress to do my work now.
pressure.
The pressure of sixth grade.
And I'm not minimizing your pressure, because these are the biggest things you're facing in your life right now. But let me tell you, it gets bigger than this, right? Mm-hmm. So, young man, though I would love to agree with you, man, I'm unfortunately say no. Your mom's not the jerk today. I gotta stick to it, man. I'm gonna stand on business, and I'm gonna tell you why, though. I'm gonna tell you why. Because you don't currently understand all of the things that are actually being taught to you while you're in basketball, when you're in advanced math. Because the reality is, it's not about the basketball. It's not about the math. It's not about you being in band or orchestra. It's about all of the lessons you learn along the way. It is about the patience that it creates.
Don't you roll your eyes. You roll your eyes when DZ's giving you a good talking to, because he's right.
And don't you make me wag my finger at you, young man. Don't you make me wag my finger.
This is what they do to me. Don't be disrespectful. He's giving you a serious advice.
I'm putting you on game.
Hang on, because for once, hang on. He's talking. Go.
So it is all going to be all wrapped up into a nice little ball, perfect little bow on it, when 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, maybe even 5 years, because you seem like a mature young man.
Mm-hmm.
When it all clicks together and you go, boom, I am a great human being because of X, Y, Z.
Because I'm so well-rounded.
And
because
I put myself out there.
I've tried everything. It's like when somebody brings up a sport that a lot of people don't have access to, like golf. Mm-hmm. DZ, you're a good golfer.
Yes. Well, I'm going to say good, but
well,
I golf.
You know what I mean? But when I bring that up, you'll actually have knowledge on it because you tried it.
That part.
And I tried to explain to Hudson. I said, you know how many kids don't get the opportunity to be in band or play instruments because their parents can't afford the instruments or can't afford to rent the instruments and all those things and would kill to be involved in music if they could? You know, that's the back in my day. That's
the back in my...
They don't care
the uphill
about that,
both ways. That's the uphill both ways in us, man, I swear. But no, like, listen,
all right.
I said what I said, but I don't really get to decide. Maybe people are on your side, Mr. Owen.
Okay. Yes, no, Owen, because somebody already texted in that I'm a jerk. I don't need to try.
You guys have been trying to, like, you guys have been on no information about my perspective. She put me in basketball 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now it's three, even though I said I don't want to do it again. So I did it 2 years in a row. I said I don't want to do it with it because I had experience.
Well,
hold on. Their third grade teachers just texted in.
Well, now that he's elaborating, I mean, if you've done
stop
it 3 years
with
in
him.
A row.
Stop.
I mean, but if he's already said he didn't want to do it. And
fine. Then he's right on that part.
Also,
you're swaying my answer, my boy.
Can I read what Mrs. Doucette texted
fine,
in?
Fine.
Both of their third grade teachers.
They'll allow.
She said, not a jerk at all. Your mom is wanting to try to get you to be open-minded and exposed to new things. She said, I also made you guys do stuff at first you didn't like, but then you ended up liking it.
Look at that.
You might end up liking what you thought you didn't. Thank you, Mrs. Doucette.
Thank you indeed.
Can I also?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We also get a ton of exercise during the summer because we swim all summer long because we have a Princeton Cub membership. So
not an ad, but it should be. Okay, 414. That's true, Owen. You're right. 414-533-1037. During the summer, we do go to the pool every day and swim. But what about during the school year?
Mm-hmm. Are you the jerk? Allie the jerk for making her boys do all of these extracurriculars that they don't want to do?
I said, just try it, and then you can tell me you don't want to do it.
You might be the jerk. I mean, especially if you keep making them try it.
Fine. All right. We'll get your opinions next.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today on Am I the Jerk, Allie is not the jerk. I hope everybody enjoyed this segment. Have a great day.
No. We've got callers, we've got decisions, and we don't know yet.
Fair.
We don't know yet.
Fair. My kids were giving me grief yesterday because they said they're tired of me putting them in things they don't want to be in, that they're not interested, and they're saying they don't even want to try them.
Yeah.
I put my son into basketball for 2 years.
Fine. And now you're in sixth grade. You don't have to do it after this year if you don't want. So that's an argument we're not going to keep circling back to in the middle of this one.
We'll get through this season.
We'll get through this season, and you can hang it up and be bored if you want, okay?
Guess you'll have to go to college some other way.
Guess you'll have to pay your own way.
Oh, yikes.
You'll look back on this moment one day when you're getting a loan.
We were really banking on that hoop scholarship, my boy.
All right, Christina with the blue hair is calling in this morning. Christina, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, am I the jerk for making my kids at least do one time of everything before they get to not be involved in stuff?
Absolutely not. I go through the same thing with my son. He's going to be 18 now, and now that he's 18, he thanks me for it because the only friends he still really has and lifelong people are people that he met doing those extracurricular activities.
Oh, are they, Christina, with the blue hair?
Absolutely, DC. And another thing on top of it is I believe in, because I said so, I know that that's outdated, but...
It is.
Hey, Mama Bear said so.
But there is an element of respect there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mom loves you very much. Mom knows what you need. Mom knows how hard life is.
Yep.
Mom knows that you need to be around people so that you can learn how to deal with a situation, all different types of situations, whether it be being around someone you don't like, someone that gets on your nerves, team building exercises, all that kind of stuff. These are life lessons that if you're all alone doing your own thing, you're not going to learn. And then when you get out into the work field, people are just going to be like, oh my God, I hate people. So you never have to deal with people.
Okay, now I feel a little attacked. Hold on, Christina, with the blue hair doll. But not for real. And one thing mom will never do, mom will never put you in a situation that she knows you can't take care of.
Thank you.
Yeah, she ain't never going to put you in danger, and she's never going to put you somewhere where she knows you're going to fail. If she's making you do something, it's because she sees your potential.
Jenny and Grafton texted in and said, team sports teaches so much more than the sport.
And music. True. Wait till you find a little girlfriend you like, and you can sing her a song or play her something.
But that's cringe.
They don't want to talk
about it. Christina, sorry, Mom.
We're in sixth grade talking about love is cringe.
No, it's mad cringe.
I got into music because I like instruments.
And that's great. See, you got into music and you like it and he wants to continue.
No, I chose to get into music. You didn't.
No, I would have put you in if you didn't want to do it. You just actually wanted to get involved.
You
wouldn't
have to anyway.
You didn't realize.
Mom's not the jerk because Mom comes from love and Mom just wants to make you better people. And you love Mom.
That part.
So be cute. The costumes on and do it.
That part. Christina with the blue hair starts it off, says, not the jerk.
What about the mom would put me in anything that I would fail in? Miss, I put my son in Math 6-7A and now I'm stressed.
You have to talk into the mic.
We appreciate your call, Christina.
Okay,
we'll talk
Christina.
To you later. Bye.
He's still mad I put him in advanced math. We're still having this argument.
I know, man.
I didn't put you in it. You're smart enough to be in it, so just enjoy. All right, Marie's in Kenosha this morning. Hey, Marie.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. So am I the jerk for basically forcing my children to try everything once?
Mm.
You are the biggest jerk.
Explain yourself, Marie.
Marie loves it.
Sound like a pusher, quote unquote, a very popular movie out right now. You are pushing. And you know what? You are pushing for him to be a great person. And you should just say, no Princeton Club, no activities for a whole year. How about we try nothing for a year?
Oh, yeah. Stop being the jerk, Mom. Yeah, stop. You're being such a jerk that you should just stop letting them do all of these extra activities and see how they enjoy
it. The extra. And from somebody who grew up with nothing, I appreciated the little extra. And now my children have the benefits of all these extracurriculars because I can afford them. My sister cannot. And my nieces will always say, you guys are so lucky. You guys are so lucky. You guys are so lucky. And they always jump on any invitation we give them. And I think maybe they need to feel a little bit deprived.
I like where she's going.
Have a good morning.
Thank you. You too. Bye, Marie. She said, in and out, slide like that. You are the jerk and you should stop it.
Please.
I loved
it. Somebody texted in, Allie, you're not the jerk, by the way. The issue is your kids don't know now that the opportunities they're being obligated to do are opportunities that many kids don't have.
That part.
As they mature and grow, they'll understand.
You've told me this 1 billion times.
I know that you are
lucky.
I'm not
changing my
mind. I do give this speech too much. You have things that a lot of kids don't have, and you're lucky. And I say to them, you got a single mom. You know what? Listen, you're lucky. You're killing it right now. Last but not least, let's go to Rochelle in Wauwatosa, calling from her minivan. Hey, Rochelle.
Morning.
Hi.
All right, you're the tiebreaker today because Marie kind of said jerk.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Oh, I think we know the right choice here. You're not the jerk.
Ooh,
perfect. Have a great day.
Do we know the right choice? I mean, no, you're not wrong.
So wait, I can compromise though here, and I think that's where we're going to land on this one.
Sure, we need
to. Which is, I will compromise and say they do need to continue to do things they don't want to do and try them for a season or a year or whatever.
I'd say two. I'd go 2 years.
Two? Okay.
Because in that first year, you don't really learn nothing. In year two is when you start to develop and figure it a little bit out.
True.
Personal.
True.
Personal opinion. Well,
but I will not make them do past that.
Yeah.
Son talks about perspective. And that you're not taking into account his perspective. Uh-huh. But in order to have a perspective, you have to have those experiences.
Ooh,
thank you.
Ooh,
Rochelle! Say it louder for the kids in back.
So you don't know until you try it.
True. Yep. Very
then
true.
Then you can come up with and say, I don't want to do this because this, this, and this. But right now, you just don't want to do it because you don't want to do it.
That's right.
Listen to your mom. She's smart. She loves you. She's the best.
Thank
Boom.
You.
Mic drop.
Yeah, we're done, Rochelle. He's squinting at me. He's giving me the eyes like, Mom.
Rochelle. Nice. Rochelle helped so much just now.
Totally. Thanks, Rochelle.
Appreciate the call.
Yes, I want you have your hand
Bye.
Up.
I still technically won because Hudson says jerk. I say you're a jerk. Someone on the air says jerk. Your opinion doesn't count because you're the one.
He's trying to stack the odds
right now. He's justifying.
Also,
whatever.
DZ even said he maybe says jerk. So technically, I win this time. Finally.
The math doesn't math. I just counted. I just rechecked on my fingers, and no, your mom's not the jerk.
Woo! Technically, no, because her opinion doesn't count. So technically, it's tied.
This guy.
The jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
How convenient. My kids are in the room and Hudson left the room. He didn't want me to bring this on the air. Too late.
Too late.
Finally, I have a good reason of why everyone should be on my side this time.
Well, let's get to it then.
Well, Owen.
Passionate.
Oh, very passionate.
The thing is, is my mom the jerk for making me do stuff that I don't want to? And your first thing is going to be,
well, that was
no,
a little broad.
No. Your first thing is going to be, no, because, you know, I don't want to exercise and stuff. But I told him, because one, during the summer, I love to swim.
Does this make any sense?
Nope,
we
not
didn't
currently.
Even, hold on, slow down. We didn't even build up. He's trying, you know, I'm impressed by
he
your,
thinks we're in his brain, but we're not.
We're not.
No, we don't get where he's going with
we're
this.
We're
going
to slow down. Okay, so today on Am I the Jerk, my children are here, as you can see, DZ.
And they're calling you the jerk.
And they're calling me the jerk because I put them in activities that they don't want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, next year, I wanted Hudson to try band. And he said, I don't want to. I don't want to do anything I'm not interested in. And I said, can't you at least
try
1 year, one season of a sport,
right.
Something. Try it and then tell me you don't want to do it.
Don't just say you don't like it.
And he says, Mom, what more do I need to say? I told you, I don't want to be involved in anything I'm not interested in. I don't want to try anything I'm not interested in.
Interesting.
That sounds horrible, though.
That sounds
like you're going to cut yourself off your whole life from all the experiences you could be having.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Yes.
But Owen and Hudson think I'm the jerk because I put them into things at least once, and they think I shouldn't even do that.
Let me ask you some, Owen. What activities or what things that your mom has put you in have you not wanted to do?
So,
give me a little list, quickly.
Basketball, not regular basketball, team basketball.
Well, that's basketball. That's regular basketball.
Well, no. He wants to play once in a while when he feels like it.
Oh, so
at
you,
the Princeton you Club just
want
for
to
fun.
You just want to street hoop. You just want to hoop with the homies outside.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not basketball.
That's just playing with your friends.
Okay, what else? What else has she made you do?
He's out of things, probably.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm really
basketball.
Mad about.
Just basketball?
Hudson is everything I put him in, period.
Fair.
Everything.
Fair.
No matter what.
Huh.
So do you think I'm a jerk, actually, DZ? Because you're a parent like me, and you're going to have to deal with this for putting them... We've talked about this with basketball before, but this is an overall thing where they're saying, you don't even let us decide if we want to be in stuff. And I'm like, you have to try a season before you say no. Because what if you like it?
I'm leaning towards an answer, but I need more clarification, if that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Owen, what activities has your mom put you in that you have liked?
Orchestra and band, but that was probably just because I wanted her to.
Okay, no, you wanted that though, huh?
I would have made them do orchestra and band, much like I'm trying to get Hudson to do it, to try music for at least a year, and then if you don't like it, fine.
What else?
And also, math, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, he's in advanced math.
I was going to say, he's in some advanced classes. If you wasn't going to bring it up, I was.
Even though that was a bit of a choice, I did force you to be in the advanced classes when he was like not so sure, because I was so proud of you for being in them.
Are you happy you did it,
though? You're smart. Be proud.
No, because I have so much more stress to do my work now.
The pressure.
The pressure of sixth grade.
And I'm not minimizing your pressure, because these are the biggest things you're facing in your life right now. But let me tell you, it gets bigger than this, right? Mm-hmm. So, young man, though I would love to agree with you, man, I'm unfortunately say no. Your mom's not the jerk today. I got to stick to it, man. I'm going to stand on business. Well, and I'm going to tell you why, though. I'm going to tell you why. Because you don't currently understand all of the things that are actually being taught to you while you're in basketball, when you're in advanced math. Because the reality is, hold on, the reality is it's not about the basketball. It's not about the math. It's not about you being in band or orchestra. It's about all of the lessons you learn along the way. It is about the patience that it creates.
Don't you roll your eyes. Don't you roll your eyes when DZ's giving you a good talking to. Because because he's right.
And don't you make me wag my finger at you, young man. Don't you make me wag my finger.
This is what they do to me. Don't be disrespectful. He's giving you a serious advice.
I'm putting you on game.
Hang on, because for once, hang on. He's talking. Go.
So it is all going to be all wrapped up into a nice little ball, perfect little bow on it, when 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, maybe even 5 years, because you seem like a mature young man.
Mm-hmm.
When it all clicks together and you go, boom, I am a great human being because of XYZ.
Because I'm so well-rounded.
And
because
I put myself out there.
I've tried everything. It's like when somebody brings up a sport that a lot of people don't have access to, like golf. Mm-hmm. DZ, you're a good golfer.
Yes. Well, I'm going to say good, but
I
golf.
Know what I mean. But when I bring that up, you'll actually have knowledge on it because you tried it.
That part.
And I tried to explain to Hudson. I said, you know how many kids don't get the opportunity to be in band or play instruments because their parents can't afford the instruments or can't afford to rent the instruments and all those things and would kill to be involved in music if they could. You know, that's the back in my day. That's
the back in my...
They don't care
the uphill
about that,
both ways. That's the uphill both ways in us, man, I swear. But no, like, listen,
all right.
I said what I said, but I don't really get to decide. Maybe people are on your side, Mr. Owen.
Okay. Yes, no, Owen, because somebody already texted in that I'm a jerk. I don't need to try.
You guys have been trying to, like, you guys have been on no information about my perspective. She put me in basketball 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now it's three, even though I said I don't want to do it again. So I did it 2 years in a row. I said I don't want to do it with it because I had experience.
Well,
hold on. Their third grade teachers just texted in.
Well, now that he's elaborating, I mean, if you've done
stop
it 3 years
with
in
him.
A row.
Stop.
I mean, but if he's already said he didn't want to do it. And
fine.
You,
okay,
you keep,
then he's right on that part.
Also,
you're swaying my answer, my boy.
Can I read what Mrs. Doucette texted
fine,
in?
Fine.
Both of their third grade teachers.
They'll allow.
She said, not a jerk at all. Your mom is wanting to try to get you to be open-minded and exposed to new things. She said, I also made you guys do stuff at first you didn't like, but then you ended up liking it.
Look at that.
You might end up liking what you thought you didn't. Thank you, Mrs. Doucette.
Thank you indeed.
Can I also?
No. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We also get a ton of exercise during the summer because we swim all summer long because we have a Princeton Cub membership. So
not an ad, but it should be. Okay. 414. That's true, Owen. You're right. 414-533-1037. During the summer, we do go to the pool every day and swim. But what about during the school year?
Mm-hmm. Are you the jerk?
Gym
Is
class.
Allie the jerk for making her boys do all of these extracurriculars that they don't want to do?
I said, just try it, and then you can tell me you don't want to do it.
You might be the jerk. I mean, especially if you keep making them try it.
Fine. All right. We'll get your opinions next.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today on Am I the Jerk, Allie is not the jerk. I hope everybody enjoyed this segment. Have a great day.
No. We've got callers, we've got decisions, and we don't know yet.
Fair.
We don't know yet.
Fair. My kids were giving me grief yesterday because they said they're tired of me putting them in things they don't want to be in, that they're not interested, and they're saying they don't even want to try them.
Yeah.
I put my son into basketball for 2 years.
Fine. And now you're in sixth grade. You don't have to do it after this year if you don't want. So that's an argument we're not going to keep circling back to in the middle of this one.
We'll get through this season.
We'll get through this season, and you can hang it up and be bored if you want, okay?
Guess you'll have to go to college some other way.
Guess you'll have to pay your own way.
Oh, yikes.
You'll look back on this moment one day when you're getting a loan.
We were really banking on that hoop scholarship, my boy.
All right, Christina with the blue hair is calling in this morning. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
All right, am I the jerk for making my kids at least do one time of everything before they get to not be involved in stuff?
Absolutely not. I go through the same thing with my son. He's going to be 18 now, and now that he's 18, he thanks me for it because the only friends he still really has and lifelong people are people that he met doing those extracurricular activities.
Oh, are they, Christina, with the blue hair?
Absolutely, DZ. And another thing on top of it is I believe in, because I said so, I know that that's outdated, but
it is.
Hey, Mama Bear said so.
But there is an element of respect there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mom loves you very much. Mom knows what you need. Mom knows how hard life is.
Yep.
Mom knows that you need to be around people so that you can learn how to deal with a situation, all different types of situations, whether it be being around someone you don't like, someone that gets on your nerves, team building exercises, all that kind of stuff. These are life lessons that if you're all alone doing your own thing, you're not going to learn. And then when you get out into the work field, people are just going to be like, oh, my God, I hate people. Because you never have to deal with people.
Okay, now I feel a little attacked. Hold on. Hold on, Christina, with the blue hair dog. But not for real. And one thing mom will never do, mom will never put you in a situation that she knows you can't take care of.
Thank you.
Yeah, she ain't never going to put you in danger, and she's never going to put you somewhere where she knows you're going to fail. If she's making you do something, it's because she sees your potential.
Jenny in Grafton texted in and said, team sports teaches so much more than the sport.
And music. True. Wait till you find a little girlfriend you like, and you can sing her a song or play her something.
But that's cringe.
They don't want to talk about
it. Christina, sorry, Mom.
We're in sixth grade talking about love is cringe.
No,
right
it is
now.
Mad cringe.
I got into music because I like instruments.
And that's great. See, you got into music and you like it and he wants to continue.
No, I chose to get into music. You didn't.
No, I would have put you in if you didn't want to do it. You just actually wanted to get involved.
You
wouldn't
have to anyway.
You didn't realize.
Mom wants to jerk because Mom comes from love and Mom just wants to make you better people. And you love Mom.
That part.
So be cute. The costumes on and do it.
That part. Christina with the blue hair starts it off, says, not the jerk.
What about the mom wouldn't put me in anything that I would fail in? Miss, I put my son in Math 6-7A and now I'm stressed.
You have to talk into the mic.
We appreciate your call, Christina.
Bye,
we'll talk to you later. Bye.
He's still mad I put him in advanced math. We're still having this argument.
I know, man.
I didn't put you in it. You're smart enough to be in it, so just enjoy. All right, Marie's in Kenosha this morning. Hey, Marie.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, so am I the jerk for basically forcing my children to try everything once?
Mm.
You are the biggest jerk.
Explain yourself,
Marie.
Marie
loves it.
Sound like a pusher, quote unquote, a very popular movie out right now. You are pushing. And you know what? You are pushing for him to be a great person. And you should just say, no Princeton Club, no activities for a whole year. How about we try nothing for a year?
Oh, yeah. Stop being the jerk, Mom. Yeah, stop. You're being such a jerk that you should just stop letting them do all of these extra activities and see how
and
they enjoy that.
The extra. And from somebody who grew up with nothing, I appreciated the little extra. And now my children have the benefits of all these extracurriculars because I can afford them. My sister cannot. And my nieces will always say, you guys are so lucky. You guys are so lucky. You guys are so lucky. And they always jump on any invitation we give them. And I think maybe they need to feel a little bit deprived.
I like where she's going.
Have a good morning.
Thank you. You too. Bye, Marie. She said, in and out, slide like that. You are the jerk, and you should stop it.
Please.
I loved
it. Somebody texted in, Allie, you're not the jerk, by the way. The issue is your kids don't know now that the opportunities they're being obligated to do are opportunities that many kids don't have.
That part.
As they mature and grow, they'll understand.
You've told me this 1 billion times.
I know that you are.
Lucky.
I do this. This is I do give this speech too much. You have things that a lot of kids don't have, and you're lucky. And I say to them, you got a single mom. You know what? Listen. You're lucky. You're killing it right now. Last but not least, let's go to Rochelle in Wauwatosa, calling from her minivan. Hey, Rochelle.
Morning.
Hi.
All right, you're the tiebreaker today because Marie kind of said jerk.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Oh. I think we know the right choice here. You're not the jerk.
Ooh,
perfect.
Well,
have a great day.
Do we know the right choice? I mean, no, you're not wrong.
So wait, I can compromise though here, and I think that's where we're going to land on this
one. Sure, we need
which to. Which is, I will compromise and say they do need to continue to do things they don't want to do and try them for a season or a year or whatever.
I'd say two. I'd go 2 years.
Two? Okay.
Because that first year, you don't really learn nothing. In year two is when you start to develop and figure it a little bit out.
True.
Personal.
True.
Personal opinion.
But I will not make them do past that.
Yeah.
They will have
your son talks about perspective and that you're not taking into account his perspective. Uh-huh. But in order to have a perspective, you have to have those experiences.
Ooh, thank you.
Ooh, Rochelle! Say it louder for the kids in back.
So you don't know until you try it.
True. Yep. Very
then
true.
Then you can come up with and say, I don't want to do this because this, this, and this.
But right now, you just don't want to do it because you don't want to do it.
That's
Listen
right.
to your mom. She's smart. She loves you. She's the best.
Thank
Boom.
You.
Mic drop.
Yeah, we're done, Rochelle. He's squinting at me. He's giving me the eyes like, mom.
Rochelle. Nice. Rochelle helped so much just now.
Totally. Thanks, Rochelle.
Appreciate the call.
Yes, I would give your hand
Bye.
Up.
I Wrap still, it up. I still technically won because Hudson says jerk. I say you're a jerk. Someone on the air says jerk. Your opinion doesn't count because you're the one.
He's trying to
talking.
Stack the odds.
He's
right
justifying.
Now. Also, whatever.
DZ even said maybe says jerk. So technically, I win this time. Finally.
The math doesn't math. I just counted. Not. I just rechecked on my fingers, and no, your mom's not the jerk.
Woo! Technically, no, because her opinion doesn't count. So technically, it's tied.
This guy.